Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy James Lopez representing once again for the dope dads of the Fatherhood is Lit community. Welcome back to episode 65 of the podcast. And once again, this couldn't have been done without you. Y'all know how I roll. I don't really push merchandise like that. I get paid by the brands to represent for the dads. But if you really want some stickers, all you have to do is head over to Apple and leave a written review, screenshot it, and send it over to me. I'll hook you up. If Apple isn't your preferred place to hear these gems, then take a screenshot of you sharing the podcast with the world, and I got you. It's as easy as saying, go listen to the most realest podcast out there, the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. Include a pic with the shout out and let me know. I'll send some over. I don't mind hooking you up. Just make sure to let another dad know that we have their back and that they should be rocking with us. It's also hoodie season. And if you really want to show some love, we got some hoodies for sale with our trademark presence over presence slogan. Hit up the link in our show notes or visit stereotypeco.com/fatherhoodislit to get your hoodie. As many of you know, I love teaching my kids about money and business. It's not always easy, so I try to find ways that interest them. And on episode 51, I talked about my son's interest in the reselling market. He thinks he knows what's cool on these streets, and he has shown me that he does know what's up with reselling items. I helped him start his reselling business by helping him buy sneakers and streetwear apparel like Supreme. That first month was crazy, and I talked about the lessons we learned together for episode 51. So if you haven't heard it before, stop right now and press play on episode 51, which is titled Reselling with Your Kids. For this episode, I wanted to talk about some of the lessons that came with reselling after our initial month. It's been 4 months since we started, and the lessons just keep coming in. As you know, kids know it all, but don't know it all, and that's where we step in. Today we are talking about trust, the hidden cost of reselling, and the quick flip versus the long hold investment. When my son first started reselling, he thought it would be easy. You know how people tell you if you build it, they will come? Well, he thought if he bought it, people would buy it from him. And man, was he wrong. He didn't understand the true value of people trusting you. We started off light. Instead of trying to resell an item, we jumped on the raffling wave. If you don't know about the raffling game, it's real simple. You pick a product and sell virtual raffle tickets for it. For example, we used a Supreme Ziploc box that we paid about $10 for. The plan was to set up 10 raffle tickets at $3 a pop. That would give us a small profit of $20, but it would also teach my son a valuable lesson for dirt cheap. All he kept saying is everyone's going to buy into our raffle. Everyone wants a box of these sold out Ziplocs. It's going to be quick and easy. I told him if it were that easy, everyone would be doing it. And of course, he looked at me like I was crazy. Go figure. Maybe he was right, but not everyone knew who Jaden Lopez was. They didn't care that he had a dope product. What they cared about was being scammed, and they didn't want to get scammed. I explained to him that he wouldn't get any raffle buyers. He fought me. A few of his friends joined, but they didn't pay. After a few days of trying to get payment from them and his small network, he pulled the raffle. I really wanted to laugh in his face and tell him I told you so. But you know we can't do that. That's demoralizing, and they don't learn anything from it. Instead, it was a lesson on trust and how you need people to trust you before they spend a dollar with you. We weren't McDonald's. We were nobodies. People want to buy from people they know and trust. After a while, he got it, and we focused on StockX instead to sell shit. That came with his own lessons, but it reinforced that he needed to build his reputation as a trustworthy seller before he could really kill the game. StockX is dope, but it comes with fees that are insane. When you post an item for sale on StockX, it's very easy to forget about those fees, and my son proved it. We sold a pair of Yeezy slides on StockX for $204 after buying it for $55. Great margins, but my son didn't expect the fees to eat up such a big part of the profit. On StockX, they hit you with a transaction fee and a processing fee. We saw our $204 selling price return us $178.50. They got us for $25.50, which in hindsight isn't that bad considering they handle verification and shipping for you. He wasn't feeling the payout. But even more, he wasn't feeling that that payout was coming directly to me, not him. You see, with reselling comes so many lessons, but you can't learn those things if you can't pay for the merchandise. Dad paid for the merchandise, so little man wasn't seeing any of it until we became profitable with everything we purchased. Or he paid me back my money, which he couldn't do. Hey, I don't make it easy on them, and neither should you. He asked me why he couldn't use the profit to buy more, and that's when I started to teach him about the hidden expenses of reselling. Like Dad having to drive to UPS to drop off a box almost every day. That's gas money and my time going down the drain. I even itemized us driving to sell a pair of Yeezys to our friend Rich Butler, who has dropped gems on the podcast for us before. For that one, I had to cross a bridge and pay a hefty Staten Island toll, pay for gas, and once again, lose time. If you let kids call it, everything is pure profit. Take the time to show them all the hidden costs they have to pay for eventually, or they might never get it. Kids see a number and bank on that. Real dads like us show them what comes with that number. There's a hidden cost in reselling. Identify it and then educate your kids about it. Now my son includes the cost of our time, which is hard to value, but it's always a must, especially when he sells an item at a low cost to help a friend. You still have to make a decent profit. If not, what's the point? You can't get that time back. Make sure the profit is worth it. Another valuable conversation to have is, are you buying to do a quick flip or to hold as an investment? We didn't establish the difference until months later, and the lessons came down hard on us. My son had purchased a whole bunch of Supreme tees. If you know Supreme, you know a box logo tee sells for $40 to $50. And as soon as they sell out, the price can jump to over $200, sometimes $300 in profits in hours. That's a quick flip, and we love those. But we also purchase things that take way longer to grow in value. And when I say way longer, I mean a year or more. Kids will tell you they understand that part, but they really don't, especially when the funds are low. After my son depleted what I was willing to lend him for purchases, he started getting antsy. There were tons of dope items coming out via multiple stores that he wanted in on, but couldn't afford it. To make money to spend on these items, he tried to turn his long-term holds as quick flips and quickly learned that it was a no-no. We don't decide the market prices. The market does that. And if an item usually takes longer to grow in value, well, you just got to roll with the punches. Those long-term hold items that could double in a year for him were not going to double in a month simply because he needed it to. That lesson stung on so many levels as he tried to borrow more money from me, but it was a valuable lesson for him to be presented with. Now he tries to buy a few items that he knows will grow in the long term and mixes it up with quick flips. Those quick flips provide him with a little money to spend while he waits for the longer term investments to pay out. One caveat here though, just because they think things will grow in the long term, that might not happen. It hasn't happened to us, but I can't wait until it does so I can use it as an educational moment. Y'all know how I roll. A failure is a perfect time to educate your kids because they can actually see, feel, and maybe even hear the pain of the loss, but can move forward with the gems of knowledge that come with it. My oldest is tough. Just like any other 14-year-old, he knows it all. Yes, even more than his dad, who has been living on this earth while carrying him in his nutsacks all his life. To be honest, as much as I hate that they think they know it all, I love that they are naive and ambitious. If I have learned anything while being an entrepreneur for the past 10 years, is that you need to be naive in order to push through the craziness. Kids are great at that. They can have the worst day of reselling and still see a positive day coming no matter how hard it gets. Let them be ambitious. Let them fuck up, but also make it your duty to make every moment count by educating them when they need it. They could know it all. They can think it's all easy. They could forget about the hidden costs of reselling. They can and will be confused by what a short-term quick flip is compared to a long-term investment. But we dads, well, we dads want the best for our kids anyway. Teaching them to be young bosses that can handle adversity, failure, and that will eventually learn to seek out help when needed is the best thing dads like us can do to help them persevere. In the future, robots will be serving us McDonald's while also taking our orders there. How do we fight that? We can't. But what we can do is educate our kids to chase their entrepreneurial dreams and learn how to be financially sound. If reselling gets your kid open, like it does with my oldest child, invest in it, and invest in the education that comes with it. You never know what you will get by trying, but we all know what happens when we don't. Shit doesn't get done. And in this case, if we don't teach our kids the importance of money and how the economy works, then they are shit out of luck because schools won't. That's our job now. Make your presence felt, fellas. We matter. Get your hustle on with your kids and educate them. Fatherhood is lit.